Hello there, my lovers of stories. Crest here, obviously, your producer and, generally speaking, primary story master. You may have noticed in the title already, but today is not one of our usual episodes of Choices or Humblewood. Because, well, I wanted to turn this podcast into a tabletop variety show at some point, and while I do want to run campaigns and games with others eventually, I decided let's try something a little different this time. So, I'm playing a solo tabletop RPG where you journal. It's called Apothecaria. You can find it through Metalweave Games, or I think its original creator put it up on itch.io. And, yeah, this is going to be a thing. That's probably going to happen maybe every other month. I'm not really sure how well this will work out. This is mainly an excuse for me to practice more editing and just, I guess, get some more experience with something like this. I hope you like this. As always, the music and sound effects come to us from Monument Studios, and our podcast is powered by Anchor. There'll also be bloopers at the end for a fun surprise. Enjoy! Ah, there it is. Finally made it. Thought this voyage would never end. Alrighty. You can do this, Silas. This is it, the start of your apprenticeship with the Master Witch. Hello? Master, are you in there? Oh, the door is open, okay. It is very dusty in here. Hopefully that's just because no one's cleaned in a while, and a letter with my name on it. Oh dear. If you're reading this, I'm probably missing or dead. Let's hope just missing. I wish I could be there to explain this all in person, but life takes an unexpected path. Hopefully this journal I left will be enough to guide you. So first up, welcome to Hibernook. It's a nice place, even if the people can be a little disaster prone. You'll be taking my place as village witch. And it'll be responsible for curing them or whatever injuries or diseases they manage to pick up. Thankfully, curing folk ain't all that hard, mostly just a matter of finding out what's wrong with them and check what reagents work with that. I don't know how much you've been taught before, so don't be insulted if these intentions seem simple. No! Oh god. I knew that something would go wrong. Oh, sweet fairies. Why me? Why? Why? Go abroad, sweetie. An apprenticeship will do wonders for you and your self-esteem and your confidence. Yeah, right, Mom. Ugh. Okay. He apparently left everything in this journal. Okay, let's take a look. And it's been helpfully cordoned off into sections. Okay. Diagnosis. Divine and refer to the ailments book. Okay. Write down the patient's name, job, and ailment. Make a note of the ailment symptoms, as well as their time limit if there is one, and then search and apply the reagents. Okay. Apparently everything can be found nearby, or at least it should be, as long as the season is correct. Okay, that's good. Okay, potion preparation. Da-da-da. Okay, look at the reagents preparation notes and use the method according to the appropriate tool. All right. Name said potion and we get paid, okay. To make potions, you'll need a few handy tools. I have left you some in the cupboard to get started with. Okay, let's take a look. Mortar and pestle, a cauldron. Something for alembic. I use this to distill reagents, okay. And apparently I have to manage everything else myself. Great. All right, so I have some of the stuff. Oh my god, I can't believe they did this to me. Okay, take a deep breath, Silas. You can do this. I can't do this. A box with a ribbon on? And another letter. For someone who disappeared, my teachers sure planned things out very well, didn't they? Silas. A witch's familiar is their closest friend, their confidant, and their anchor. A familiar is your tether to the real world while your mind is wandering the realms. A familiar is a privilege and a treasure, and... here's a lot of ink splotches? Sorry, my familiar got a hold of the quill for a moment there. A bit egotistical and self-congratulatory, but what can you expect from a cat? A familiar is, simply put, a part of you. Treat them well, and you will have a friend for life. As a novice witch, you probably don't have a familiar yet, but seeing as you've been thrust into this, I recommend you get one soon. And... oh. He... oh, they... they prepared what I needed for the summoning ritual. Okay. Alright then. Alrighty. Crescent moon tonight. I think that's positive. And, okay. Set up the circle of stones and flowers, including make sure to use the crystals provided by teacher. And here we go. Channel the magic, and now let's just wait for them to come. Alrighty, here I am channeling magic, and... hello there, and oh my god, am I about to die? Okay, Silas, slowly back. Was that noise I just heard you? Are you... oh, wow. Wow. Okay, a little dragon as my familiar. Okay, this is gonna be fine. This is gonna be... oh my god, the entire village is gonna burn down. And this is a train wreck, Oh. Hey, what are you doing? Stop... that tickles. Okay. Calm down. Alright. So... what is it you do there, little guy? Yeah, so you just look adorable, huh? Well, you can flutter a little bit, so I suppose there's that. Alrighty, little guy. I guess I got you. Please do not burn down the house. And let's... oh. Someone's coming. Alrighty then, here we go! Ma. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Ma. Alrighty. First draw of the game. Familiar determining. Remember, Crest, you agreed to abide by the rules of the cut. What you're divining with your deck here. And. Oh, wow. A king and queen, huh? And. Mythical. Oh my. Ma. And let's draw the second card. The Four of Aces. Well,